Coaches Insight programs continuing here, first time in 2023 on Care 93.7, talking now Jefferson County North. And we're joined now by the girls' head coach, that is Steve Knoll, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and also Taylor Insurance. Coach, before the holiday break back in mid-December, you got a win over Oskaloosa. And then Tuesday, you come out here, first game in 23, you go on the road, get a 41-27 win against McLouth. How nice was it to see your team kind of keep that momentum, you know, before the holiday break and then keeping it coming out of the break?
Oh, it was good to see us come out the way we kind of did. We had a really good first quarter last night. We started off, we had 16 points, held them 16-6, I think, at the end of the first quarter. We did give them a couple threes. Probably way too many threes that we wanted to give them all night long, but we came out offensively looking to attack. I thought that was good for us, and then we just kind of settled in after that. We had eight, nine the other three quarters, but that first quarter got us that 10-point lead. We were able to maintain it. I thought our defense, we need to pick up the intensity all the way around, a little bit more on defense, and then we just need to look to attack the basket, and we don't do that a lot, but as far as having, you know, just a few practices over break this year, I think we had four compared to what we would normally have. I was pleased with what we came out and started with.
And that was kind of where I was going to go with my next question, was utilizing that time over break, because I think the rules changed a little bit with the amount of time that you had to practice. So you had to sit for a few days and around the Christmas holiday, and then you were finally able to kind of get back to it, get a few practices in. Did you see what you guys were doing in practice? Did you see it kind of come to fruition in that first game? Did you see what you were utilizing over practice in that first game?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, we could see what we were trying to utilize and get to, but we still got to work on a little more and get a little better with it. And I guess we did have more than four practices, but some of them were after our Oskaloosa game. So we, you know, have a three or four practices right there before we go into Christmas break that we don't have a game or anything to plan for. So we kind of, you know, added some stuff there and worked on it, and then kind of tweaked it these last four practices right before this game. And again, I think we saw what we were trying to do, but we still need to, you know, perfect it a little more.
Does this kind of feel like the start of the season, really? It's always just kind of weird when you get going in the beginning of December, you go at it for 2 or 3 weeks, then you sit for 2 or 3 weeks, then you go for 2 months straight, basically. Does this kind of feel like the true start to the season?
In a lot of ways it does, because you look at it, we've had like 27 or 28 practices so far, and we've played five games. Now we're going to have probably 25 practices and play 15 games throughout the rest of the regular season. So, yeah, it's kind of the true start here for us, and you know, hopefully last night was something for us to build on.
Yeah, you get Valley Falls coming up on Friday. You'll go on the road. Talk about this Valley team for a minute. They certainly have one of the better players in the league in Corey Kirkwood. She was certainly very solid in their loss on a Tuesday against Jackson Heights. She had 13 points to lead the Dragons. But what can you tell us about Valley, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect this time around?
Well, I think it'd be tough. You know, Jordan does a great job with them over there, and Corey's, you know, one of the better players in the league. So, you know, they've got some girls that have seen some varsity the last few years. They're going to be ready to play, and I think they started off, you know, I don't know what the record is right now, but I know they started off probably a lot better than what they had the last couple of years, so they've kind of been on a little bit of a roll. They did have Jackson Heights last night, so that'd be a little tough, but we just got to come out and hopefully can utilize our size against them and you know, give us the opportunities we would want to have against them.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us here. Coach's Insight on Care 93.7. Chargers are 3-2, coming off a win over McLouth on Tuesday. Getting into the full swing now, they'll be at Valley Falls on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.